This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Friends and neighbors, boys and girls, and puppy dogs of all ages, time once again for us to talk about our favorite subject, professional wrestling. And joining us on the telephone right now, jumping around a little bit, is Zane Peterson. Zane?
He's here.
Zane is actually cooking dinner as we speak, so...
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's salting and pepper too much. Don't use too much garlic there, Zane, so...
I won't.
Okay.
It sounds like you're having a wrestling match with your kitchen right now.
Yeah, well, pork chops are on the menu for tonight. You guys coming over?
Oh, so you're putting Roman Reigns on the grill, huh? Okay. Sorry. I should have said Goldberg.
Well, that's more like a pork chop, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and...
Except for, guess what? My pork chops won't be all leathery.
Wow. And joining us in North Carolina once again, it's the original Trashhead himself, Mr. James Christopher Evans. Hi, Chris.
That's a beautiful night here in Statesville, North Carolina. And I just got through cooking lasagna, and I didn't kill anybody, so that's a plus for me. And I didn't burn the house down.
That stovetop, that Stouffer's lasagna is pretty good then, huh?
Oh, yes. It was homemade lasagna, and even my mother knew it because I was calling her every 5 minutes to make sure I didn't.
And Zane, I got to ask you one question. When we talked last time, you were getting ready to do a little bit of cooking with your son of some fish. How did that go you guys caught? Chris, Zane and his boy went ice fishing over the weekend. Caught how many fish?
34.
On Utah Lake,
nice.
Is that right?
Yes.
Nice.
What they kind? Were just little.
Yeah, what kind?
Perch and bass.
Oh,
white bass.
Ah.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
You know, Chris is delicious. From the home of the world's biggest fish fry, Paris, Tennessee.
Really? Now he's out there in North Carolina.
North Carolina, so.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I got some Sauger molasses from Buchanan, Tennessee. I got to get some biscuits going now here.
You know, one day I'm going to experience Southern cooking.
Yes, you will. That Sauger molasses, that's incredible. Hey, by the way, guys, before we get going into professional wrestling, I wanted to thank Zane because Zane, he asked to do something that I was very touched that he would ask to do it. I started a new podcast. I called it Radio Guy Reflections. And part of the reason I did that is because I just recently lost my job in radio. And since I'm a little bit on the old side, it's going to be hard for me to move and continue on radio. But there's some great stories behind radio. And Zane, you did the first interview. You interviewed me. And I thank you very much for doing that, Zane. It turned out very good. Got a lot of good comments.
You know, I think a lot of it just came natural to me with you because we get along so well. We see everything. So, you know, it was just like, just like talking to an old friend.
That's what I wanted. I wanted that.
You had the best in the business right there, so there you go.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, guys. And the plan is for me to be interviewing different radio guys, and also I say radio guys, I mean the ladies also, who are behind the microphone or behind the scenes, to give people a look at what happens behind the microphone. And there are some incredible stories. I think Zane and I talked about some very heart-wrenching stuff, but also some very cool things that have happened to me during my career. And I know every one of these people that have been part of my life and also the other that I'm going to be talking to, and I plan on trying to get some pretty big names on this that have been just got the same type of stories that I do. And I think it's going to be an interesting podcast. It'll be on our Turnbuckle Trash site for a while. And then when I get a brand new website up called Dave's Voice Works, I'll transfer it back over to that. But we can still share it on Turnbuckle Trash too, okay?
Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
All right. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, here we go. We're talking about professional wrestling. And We had the big weekend over the weekend. I think, Zane, you said it's one of your favorite pay-per-views of the year that you look forward to every year. It's the Royal Rumble. First off, Zane, what did you think?
You know, I think that the Women's Rumble was really good.
I do, too.
That, you know, I thought that it was – I kept – I mean, I just – you know, I liked some of the – even like when Mickie James comes in and she heads up, you know, with Charlotte. And I can't believe Charlotte didn't win. Uh-huh. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that surprised me. I was thinking she would, so.
Yeah, dude, I thought the Women's Rumble was excellent. I don't know. I don't know. Because we're going to have to talk a little bit about some of the stuff, though, like you were saying. Dave said mentioned off the air, does the WWE rely on its older talent too much?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that
a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. Chris, what about the Women's Rumble?
Oh, it was really good. I mean, but there were some things that a little controversy at the end of the one who won. If you see some of the pictures, you would see that her feet touched first before the other one went over. I don't remember who that was, but you know what? It was a good rumble. I thought the Women's Rumble, you know, stole the show over the men's, you know, rumble big time.
The thing I liked about it was Billy Kay with the headshot trying to get into the ring. I yes. laughed out loud every time someone would come to the ring and she'd show them their headshot and talk to them about her resume on the back. I love that bit with Billy Kay. I think it's hilarious. And she's got this obnoxious voice. I think it just really lends to her character. I love it.
She's on commentary. Like, you're like, what is she doing? And she keeps putting down the headset. Like, yeah, that was definitely funny, dude. Yeah. That was a little bit of humor there was pretty decent.
Yeah, and it was needed.
Yes, much needed.
And you were going to make a comment?
I was just going to say, my comment is about the winner. I was hoping Rhea Ripley would have won. What do you got? I don't know. What do you think?
I'm glad that the other lady won the match. I mean, it's time Bianca? To push. Yeah, Bianca. I'm really happy that she won because it's time to start pushing different wrestlers instead of the same one over and over and over again. It's about time.
Yeah, and I love Rhea Ripley. I mean, she's one of my
– She's so good.
She is so good. And, you know, she's big. She's athletic. She's got a great look about her. But I got to say, I was kind of pulling for Bianca Belair, too, because
– Really?
Oh, yeah. I love that little gimmick with her hair twirl and what she's been doing with Ding Dong, Hello, Bailey. I've just enjoyed that so much, and I think it's going to set up – a good run for her in the near future. And, of course, with us being on the road to WrestleMania. So I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I do have a question. Were you surprised with some of the special entries like Victoria and different ones we haven't seen in a long time that have come in, that came in?
Victoria really surprised me because she's been an Impact. She's done a lot of independent shows, and I was trying to remember, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was one of the shows that I could not go to for Devotion that she was there. Either that or maybe Rekha wrestled her someplace else, Rekha Tahaka. But I think she's been doing some work with a lot of independents. So I was kind of surprised by it, but I've always been a fan of Victoria. Some of the other ones, you know, Tori Wilson was there. She's okay. Yeah. And I thought that was okay.
Well, you know, and I don't know, is Mickie James done then? Is she kind of
she out should be. Now?
Is she still competing?
I
like Mickie James.
Yeah, she was competing quite a bit, and she got injured. She is more of a coach now backstage, but I think they're going to bring her in and out a little bit here and there because she still can compete. She still looks good in the ring. And Chris, I disagree with you. I think she should go because she can still go.
Well, she's concentrating on her music career right now, which, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the girl can sing. I mean, she's got a voice on her. I mean, and she's got other things going for her as well. But, I mean, her wrestling career is good. as long if they would give her a push, it'd be okay. But her time is past. Really, it's time to push the new one, the new females in, and push the old ones away and say, okay, we're going to use you, but you know, just as
to you start putting over talent,
which that's hard to say for a lot of people, but it's needed these days. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like. You know, I don't know if Dave's ready to go into this yet, but
let's do it.
You know, with Edge, I was a little bit more, I was like, Edge, what? I mean, I like Edge. Edge, but there's plenty of other people that, you know, should be, I don't know. You guys go ahead. Cause I'm just kind of scratching my head. I'm at a loss for words here.
Chris,
not bad words. Just
okay. Who is the leader of Retribution? Is that it?
Mustafa Ali.
Okay, Ali had something to say about that too. When Edge won, he went on Twitter and said it's amazing that the old people are getting more of a push than the young ones now. This will be a WrestleMania to sleep on.
Oh.
But you know what? I don't blame him. I mean,
I don't blame him either. But can they say that while they're still under?
Well, okay. Think about this, guys. With Ali, okay, Retribution, and that character is where they have been pushed back. With that, that's the whole story about Retribution not getting the push. So him saying that he's, you know, the WrestleMania was going to be a yawner. Just mark my words, Kofi Kingston. Mustafa Ali at WrestleMania. It will happen.
Yeah, and I would like that match.
Yeah, because they've been going back and forth on Twitter and also on promos. So I think that would be a fun match, and I'm so glad Kofi Kingston is back. One of my all-time favorites. I love Kofi Kingston.
Well, if I may intervene, I mean, I put it on. I told you, Uncle David, that I'm picking my WrestleMania pick for Edge. If it's not Finn Balor, I'll be surprised.
You think it's going to be?
If it's not, I think it'll be Finn Balor. I really do.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind it, but
he's going to be on NXT. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, he's going to be on NXT tonight as we're recording this. And what is it about Wednesdays and us recording? It seems like the last three pods have all been recorded on a Wednesday. So. Yeah, but
let's continue.
Yeah, as you talk about the WWE, now listen to the names that have shown up. You've got Goldberg, who wrestled for the championship, and then you've got Christian, who was there for the Royal Rumble. You also had Carlito coming out.
Oh, wow.
He looked good.
I spit in the face.
Yeah. I never was a big fan of his. But
yeah,
boy,
I just like the spit in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really jacked now. I'm telling you, he looked great. And then, you got the old guys coming back. You got Christian winning. And now comes word that John Cena is going to be coming back for Mania. A lot of people are speculating they're going to try to bring back Undertaker one more time, which I don't think will happen. Are they relying too much? And I think we've discussed this a lot. On some of the older names that come in and beat the younger guys instead of putting them over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, heck, they brought back G.I. Bro. Are you kidding me? Come on. Why do that to Booker T? Why do that?
Because it was Bad Bunny.
Yeah, it was Bad Bunny.
He was out there rapping, and it almost sounded like it was one of them there going dadgum foreign languages. I couldn't understand a word that man said.
No, I couldn't either. I thought he was either drunk or high, or just didn't give a. He didn't care. He just had payday.
Well, he's a huge Latin star, and you know they've got a huge Latin audience there. But I got to say this. I mean this in all sincerity. The man bun needs to go away. He had three man buns. Three, not one, not two, but three man buns.
North, south, and west.
I think that's the stupidest hairstyle since the mullet, and I'd rather have a mullet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
That's just me. There's an old song by the Cow Sills, "Give Me a Head with Hair, Long, Beautiful Hair." So,
well, that's, yeah, man. Well, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. So,
although I don't have any hair, I can't. I
yeah,
can
you don't.
Dream about that now.
So, yep, so the next question. Next question is, they're advertising for Tampa. Mm-hmm. So, are we going to get a WrestleMania this year? I know Florida's restrictions are quite a bit less than some of the other places. Is so what do you got? What's going to happen?
Two nights.
What's on your crystal ball, Dave?
Two nights of WrestleMania. And there's probably going to be some crowd there. That's what they're shooting for. They need to have some sort of crowd there. They copied an AEW spot during the Last Man Standing match. I think that they'll bring back a crowd limited, at least, to get some real noise in there. If you guys watched the Last Man Standing match between Roman and KO, that they ran over KO with a golf cart and... What did Matt Hardy do? But he ran over Sammy with a golf cart. And I said, you know, that's – I bet the guys at All Elite were going, hey, they copied us. But they all copied everybody, huh?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yes, they do.
So what do you think about getting the crowd back in, man?
I want Chris to – don't hold back, Chris. Fire off, man. Fire off. This is your time, buddy. Let it rip, man. Well, tell us about the crowds. Now, Dave, this is not, and everybody listening, this is not meant to be offensive or downplay anything. This is just, we're just firing off here. We're just having fun. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. My thing is, if Tampa Bay is letting the people, there's not a lot of restrictions in Florida. I say let as many people as you can into WrestleMania. You have got this Thunderdome bull crap, and it's not the same as a live crowd. It's not the same. If I want to see WrestleMania, I want to see people interacting with the wrestlers. I want to see fans. I want to see billboards up that says WrestleMania, and people are begging for tickets. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see people on a screen holding up a championship belt or looking like a clown. We can talk about Roman Reigns later. Looking like a clown on a TV screen. I don't want to see that. I want to see a crowd. COVID-19 is real. Yes, it is. But, folks, we know that we can bring people in. WWE, you're losing millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Bring in the crowd. Let the fans live WrestleMania. I'm done. Thank you.
Respond, Dave. Respond.
Could I just give it in one word?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Oh, ditto?
Ditto.
Okay, but wait, pause. Now, I know you've talked, okay, Dave, if I'm treading on thin ice here, just tell me to back off. Okay?
Back off.
I know you're,
Go ahead.
Okay, that was quick.
Already? No, I'm going to tell us part of it's my podcast too, so I get my opinion, right?
Uh-oh, here we go. Controversy already on the podcast.
Interview me one time and blah, blah, blah. It's my podcast. Go ahead.
So, but I mean, we talked in your interview too. I mean, Dave, you got some health things that we've got to be really concerned and careful about. Are you you're okay with the crowds and all that stuff, or are you? What do you want them to still be careful, or
I want them to be
a little bit about.
I want them to be very careful, okay? But we've seen how in All Elite Wrestling on Dynamite they have a limited crowd there. You have during the NFL playoffs you've had limited people there, and I think during Super Bowl you're going to have limited people there. Then
I have something to say about that.
Yeah, and then recently, the Utah Jazz, which is the team I follow the most in the NBA, I think it was today they've announced that instead of 1,500 or so inside the Vivint Smart Home Arena, they're going to go that up to 4,000. But they're going to say you got to wear the mask. There's going to be social distancing. I think if you do it smart, then you can do it. You're still taking a risk, and the people that go there, The people that attend any event like that have got to know there is a risk involved. And if they're willing to take that risk, you know what? As things start loosening up, we got to start going back into it. Would I take the risk? No. No, I'm not going to do that.
That's understandable.
I'm not going to do that. I still think it's extremely serious. A lady that I know very well just was hospitalized with COVID-19. And we all know people that have had it, people that have suffered. A relative of Chris and mine was in the hospital in very poor, bad shape just a few weeks ago. And Laurel, we want you to wish you the best. But there is that that things are starting to come back a little bit. As long as people realize that the risk is there and they're not doing it for the wrong reasons, that they're willing to take that risk and follow the dadgum rules that are put down. If it says mask, wear your blasted mask, don't cause a problem. If it says social distancing, practice social distancing and don't cause a problem. If you go to an event like that, there's got to be rules. And if you aren't willing to follow the rules, sit your butt at home and watch it on Peacock TV, which we'll get into that a little bit. Okay.
And this isn't meant to be political or anything. This is just Manny sent me several, you know, messages and stuff, and DCW is doing events and things, but I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to go to DCW because, like, you know, I want to be able to sit by my kid, have him on my lap. I'm not a big mask guy.
I know you're not.
And you know, and so I just am like, you know, I'm not going to go, and it's nothing against DCW. It's nothing against anybody, but you know, I'm not going to go and cause a problem or you know, anything like that. I'll just wait till things are loosened up and then I'll go.
Much respect for that answer, because, you know, whenever this situation is bad, it's worse than I thought it would ever be. Honestly, it got a lot worse than I ever thought it would be. And as long as you are saying what you're saying, that you would like to go, but with the restrictions in place, you choose not to, I think, you know, I got to respect you for that. I wouldn't go because I don't think the pandemic's completely over with. But I do think we need to start getting back into business smartly. And if someone wants to go and take that chance, they better do it by following the rules. If they don't, then I'd kick them out. I would just, you know, you get into an event and somebody, you know, I'm not going to wear my mask. You're out of here, bub. You know, just
so what
kick them in the
keister
on the way back.
So what are your thoughts on, you know, like I was listening to a thing the other day and they said, you know, they said they were talking about government and stuff. And they said they can't even trust. They don't even think we're adult enough to handle ourselves with this virus. They got to lock everybody down. They got to keep everybody out. And so with that attitude, I mean, is it time to just say, you know what, to heck with you guys. Let's open up and let's let people back to wrestling again. Let's let people, I mean, which way do you go?
There are over 1,700 people that have died in the state of Utah, thousands and thousands and thousands all over the world. And I just got to say that we've taken it very seriously. We need to start possibly opening things up slowly, because what if this thing, you know, we've got these other viruses, the different strains that are coming out. What if one of those is even stronger than the COVID-19? What if this other
it already is?
And it really takes off like it did in England. Then, yeah, we might have to close things down again. I understand where you're coming from about getting things open. So many people have been hurt. And part of the reason I lost my job was because of the pandemic, okay? That was one of the reasons. But I still think that we have got to be smart about it. And I realize that people like you, Zane, want to get back into the swing of things as soon as possible. But you made the statement about choosing not to go because of the restrictions. And that's why I respect your comment, because you're choosing not to go because of the restrictions. And I think that's the American way. But this is serious, serious, serious stuff. And I think some people have taken it too seriously. But on the other end, there's others that have not taken it serious enough. I always say this, and I'll shut up after this. It's always the extreme. It's always the extreme of any political party, any situation that's going on out there, like the pandemic. It's the extreme that seems to define how people talk about it, how people react to it. It's always the extreme, and we need to stop that and start looking towards the middle ground and not let the extreme and, excuse me, social media and the mainstream media drive our decisions. I think we need to look towards the media, towards the middle, and find ways to be able to do this right and to do it smart without putting as many people in danger as we possibly can. That makes sense?
Well, yeah, I like that. I like that. And you know, and that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I could put myself in the extreme category because I like.
No, you're not extreme. No.
Stuff, my work and stuff, I've got to, you know, respect people's things and wear the mask in the house and things like that. And I don't particularly enjoy it.
I understand. But you do it because you're required to. Yeah.
And I do it out of, I mean, yeah, I do it out of, I mean, I guess I could go
and respect.
Create a stink and go tell the boss, hell no, I'm not doing that, and make my stand. But I don't know if that's worth it. You know, sometimes you just got to kind of, you don't have to cave, but you just kind of got to, for the greater good, you know, try to be careful, try to be decent, try to be nice to people for, you know,
yeah.
I guess that's my two cents anyway.
Now, Chris, you work at a hospital in North Carolina, and you told me, you've told me a couple of things about that the virus vaccination, that you had lines and lines and lines of people trying to get and...
We've had over 1,500 people lined up to do the vaccinations, to have these shots, and I respect Zane's views on this with the mask. I have no choice. I have to wear the mask every day, and I have seen code blues at the hospital where people are pumping chests, and I've seen people die from this virus, and Zane, I respect everything you say, and I hate wearing the mask, but I do it out of respect, and because it's my job. But I have a question for all of us right now. If the ticket prices for Super Bowl are like $2,000 right now, what are the ticket prices going to be like at WrestleMania?
Interesting thought. You know, because Manny said DCW was usually $15 a head to get in, and I think it's 20 or 25 because they still have to make it worth their while with the limited capacity. So limited capacity makes up for the rest of the.
Well, here's the thing, Zane. I've looked up the ticket prices for this year's Super Bowl, and the cheapest tickets that I could find right now at the, you know, the nosebleed section was over $1,000. The VIP was $24,000. So I have a question. Is WrestleMania going to be so expensive that they're going to push the fans away?
I don't know.
Could it happen?
Chris, here's the answer. If people if people are willing to pay for the tickets, they'll sell them as high as they possibly can so they can make a buck. And it's story time here by Dave Dedden. Years ago, I was at a concert with Guns N' Roses in St. Louis. Mm. It was the concert where there was a big riot that took
place. The riot.
Yes.
I
was at the Guns N' Roses riot. And right before Guns N' Roses took stage, I was standing in a concession line with some really nice people, and we were having fun talking. And there was this one guy who was talking about the price of beer, and I can't remember how much it was at the time. Let's say it was $5, okay, for a 12-ounce.
Had to be.
Yeah, at least $5 for a 12-ounce beer. And he was complaining about that, and he says, well, I'm going to have to buy at least five of them to take back. And I'm going, I'm buying a soda for $2, you know. If you don't want to pay $5 for the beer, don't pay $5 for the beer. And why would you come to an event like this just to get snockered anyway? But that was his choice. As long as people pay the prices for concessions and pay the prices for the tickets, they'll continue to do that. So,
but how much do you think the tickets and the concessions will probably in the t-shirt?
Oh, you're talking 40 to 50 bucks for a t-shirt at an event like that. $50.
Yeah. So, I paid $50 for a Kiss farewell tour t-shirt.
Yeah.
When I went to the Kiss.
That's Kiss. We're talking a Roman Reigns,
$50.
Drew McIntyre, $50.
$50.
They're going to lose out big time.
I doubt it.
So now you just brought up an interesting fact. I mean, is that why they're relying on their older talent and stuff? Do they not think that Roman Reigns can sell tickets? Do they not think that Drew can sell tickets? I mean, why do they keep bringing Edge in and Christian and John Cena and Triple H? Wasn't Triple H back the other day too?
Not yet. I haven't heard anything about him being back yet. But, okay, we're talking ratings, okay? Every time they do one of these returns of an old guy, or maybe they do their celebration like they did to the Hall of Famers, the ratings bump up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're business people, and ratings equals dollars. I mean, that's the fact of life. We might not like it. We might not enjoy that. But a ratings point can literally mean millions of dollars in revenue, in advertising revenue. So that's why they do it. And until people like you and I and the others just stop watching, you know, like I wasn't thrilled to have Goldberg back. I wasn't that thrilled about that based on his last few matches. Either. Yeah, it wasn't. But an Edge, I wasn't.
Match.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, the kickoff match. That one surprised me too, Chris, like you had put on my message that the kickoff match was Drew and Goldberg, which I thought was an unusual choice. But as long as people get excited seeing Ric Flair come back and seeing Edge and Christian come back and people like that, the big stars, and maybe getting in the ring again, and as long as those ratings continue up, they'll continue doing it. And I can't blame them, man. I can't blame them.
Well, but what point do is Edge and some of that? I mean, Edge's health, too, you know, he's got a freaking neck injury that he, you know, could flare up at any time. And
his neck? And same way with Christian.
But when is enough?
As soon as people stop watching, man. That's the whole point. As long as we have WWE fans and wrestling fans that continue to get the ratings, giving them a bump when they bring these people in, then they're going to continue to do it. When is enough is when the ratings go down the next time they bring in a Bill Goldberg. That's it. I mean, think about it. It's all ratings, man.
You are true.
Yeah.
Well, you are right about what you say, but every time we turn around, they're bringing in these old guys to face the new generation. And let's face it, we all thought that Goldberg was going to go into the Royal Rumble and beat Drew McIntyre. We all said it. We all thought it. But when it happened and, you know, Drew won, we were saying, well, hallelujah, they didn't let Goldberg, you know, spearing two times, and he won the match. But to me, it's just making it to where, okay, you're passing the torch, but how long does it take to pass the torch?
Well, and is Bill Goldberg the right one to pass the torch? I mean,
no.
What a missed opportunity with Sting. You know, they could have even brought Sting in as what AEW is doing as a you know.
They're misusing Sting right now too.
But you know, they could have brought Sting. They could have brought Sting in some capacity at WWE, and instead they just used him to sell merchandise and sign autographs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true too. I don't know. Dave, what do you think?
You gotta pass that torch sometime, and I'll go back to it's the Rock movie, and I'm thinking it was
WrestleMania 18 when him and Hulk Hogan fought.
That was one of them. But if you go into the movies, and it was the Rock movie where he was going down to Brazil. Remember that at the very you remember the very beginning of that. The Rock is going into a club to try to shake down a guy for some money for his mob boss. And as he's going in, there's a guy that's walking out right by him, and it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he said, good luck. That's passing the torch, and that's got to happen at some time or another. But when will they stop bringing in the old guys? They won't. It's not going to happen, guys. I mean, I guarantee you, next year we could have the same conversation as we're having right now about the old guys. Guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, I'll say yes to that, yeah.
Well, you guys, guess what?
What?
Dinner's ready.
Okay. You're going to jump off?
All right.
Yeah, Zane's signing off. So you guys let me know how the rest of the discussion goes.
Okay.
I'll listen to what you guys say, and I'm interested to hear how this goes. But
pork chop.
Unfortunately, right. my stomach is more important than wrestling right now.
Turnbuckle Trash is growing. Now, Turnbuckle Trash can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and TuneIn.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
They haven't decided what to do exactly when they're going to bring back The Fiend, but that brings up a good point with the situation with Alexa Bliss. Whoa! With her getting that character and being so... Excuse me, she's so blasted cute when she's doing the skipping and doing the things in the ring. And then when she gets that evil look in her, I love it, Chris. I mean, I love it.
I mean, she has got the gimmick down. A lot of people on, you know, these other Facebook pages say that it's dumb and it's not good. Look, she is milking this for everything it's worth, and she's doing a heck of a job. And the last thing on Raw, when she was having the blood come out of her mouth.
It was awesome, dripping, wasn't it?
It was awesome. So looking. Cool. And then Randy's look on his face, it was, I just want to know what they're going to have to do with The Fiend. Is he going to look, will he look burnt? Will the mask be changed? Could Alexa be, you know, have somebody else come into the funhouse? Because it's so good right now. The storytelling is perfect. But I just want to know how they're going to bring The Fiend back into this.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the answer is with that one, but I'm sure they're talking about the best way to bring Bray Wyatt back. And I'm sure they're going to make the mask a little bit different and and his outfit a little bit different, and he'll come back. But did you notice that Alexa had put a little twist on her Sister Abigail move?
That's true.
Yeah, instead of having her arm around the person's neck, she put her arm on the backside of Nikki Cross's neck and drove her face into the mat with the Sister Abigail. Yep. And, of course, you know, the commentating team was talking about that, but I said, wow, that was a great variation of that, and that made it her move. But that Alexa Bliss character right now, is one of my favorites. I absolutely love it.
It's taken her to new heights, and I love the way they're doing things with Alexa. It's perfect. And I hope they continue with this, because it is a money-making thing with Alexa and The Fiend. It's just, how much more can they change Alexa's character? Can it be more darker, or can they just keep it the way it is?
I think they keep it the way it is. Have her coming out to the ring with the skipping and the doing the wave underneath the chin to everybody.
Yeah.
And having fun and having toys and talking to the competitors. I think they're doing that part right. But you love butt fumbles, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Did you see the butt fumble of all butt fumbles in the Royal Rumble match with the Roman Reigns and the Kevin Owens Last Man Standing match?
Yes, I did. And I just put my hands into my face and I went, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Okay, so.
And I mean, it happens. It happens.
So the story is that Roman Reigns brought some handcuffs, and he was going to handcuff Kevin Owens to one of the support beams backstage, one of the support things. And then Kevin reversed it and handcuffed Roman Reigns to it. And they were about ready to do the 10 count for the Last Man Standing. And in comes Paul Heyman with the key to unlock, to unlock the handcuffs. And he couldn't get it unlocked. I was laughing so hard. And then if you can go back on the video and watch when the second official comes in, the second referee, and he's counting 1, 2, and he gets to 6. And then you can see somebody off stage has got to be, you know, waving him off. And the look on that man's face was like, what am I supposed to do? It was one of the funniest things I have seen. And that's what happens with live events. Not everything's going to go smooth, man.
I mean, it does. And I know Paul Heyman, he had to think to himself, okay, how are we going to make this work? But, I mean, it happens. What can you do? Nothing is ever perfect.
No.
And that right there was the biggest butt fumble of 2021. Right there.
Oh, I just thought it was hilarious. I was sitting there telling my wife, who was watching the event with me, I was thinking, he can't get it unlocked. And he was struggling. He went at least 30 seconds, if not 45 seconds, stumbling and fumbling, trying to get this key unlocked. And I bet you Kevin Owens was going,
yep. You
know, what are we going?
That's what he was doing, all right, because you can see it in his face. It's like, would you hurry up?
Yeah.
But
what a match it was up to that point.
It was. It was a back-and-forth barn burner. Uh-huh. But we also knew what was going to happen. I mean, who's going to be Roman Reigns' next opponent?
Well, I still say it's going to be Edge.
Yeah, it might be. But heck, we don't know until the last card is pulled.
Yeah.
But Royal Rumble, to me, I'll give it a 5-star rating. It was okay.
Yeah.
Not a, you know, 1 out of 10. It was a 5-star.
Well, I've said this, that the last few pay-per-views, since probably around SummerSlam, they have been pretty strong. So I'd go up to a 7 to an 8.
Nice.
But it would be better if they had a live crowd. You know, it just would be.
Yes, it would. But, I mean, the Royal Rumble is done with. Let's see what the road to WrestleMania has to give us. Let's hope that they can, pull something out where they can actually, bring a lot of storylines into this. But why don't we kick off AEW and Impact? What a thing that they're doing right now, being co-brand, co-contenders, and they're doing a lot together. They're having pay-per-views now. Yep.
I bet they will. It's awesome. I like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
To Devotion Championship Wrestling, guys, I'm keeping up with you all the time. Tombstone Judas you're doing the best work I've ever seen right now.
Oh, it's so awesome. Hey, going back to the All Elite and the Impact thing, last week on All Elite, the Good Brothers, their tag match had to be edited so much because Good Brothers, they were going a little bit weird. I mean, they were making lots of male anatomy jokes and other jokes that that a broadcast network doesn't particularly like. So that match was edited a lot. And they say it was probably the most edited match ever in professional wrestling. And then we talked about John Cena coming back. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, he's going to come back probably for WrestleMania, but also I think later this month it is, he's going to be hosting Wipeout.
Oh, wow.
That very funny stunt show where they're in just water and water hazards. I loved Wipeout when it was originally. He's going to be one of the hosts of that. And then I think it's next week on NBC, Young Rock, kind of like Young Sheldon.
Every hero has an origin story, but not a full mustache at age 15. It's The Rock's true life story.
What's your name again?
Tomas.
Why'd you say your name was Tomas?
Because it sounds way cooler than Dwayne.
From then to now.
Things change just like that. When you dream big, the sky's the limit.
I'll have your finest tequila.
No.
Fine, I'll have a vodka martini.
No.
Young Rock, February 16th on NBC.
Three actors portraying Rocky at different stages in his young life. Rocky, The Rock. I'm really looking forward to that because part of that, he's like 10 years old, and I believe that was the age that his father was wrestling in Memphis against Jerry the King Lawler. So I'm be interesting to see if Jerry or maybe Bill Dundee makes some sort of cameo appearance in that. And I'm just looking forward to the show because I just love The Rock, and he has an unusual story in the first place, growing up like he did and becoming the huge star that he is. I'm looking forward to that one. How about you?
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I mean, his father was really big in Memphis, the first Southern heavyweight champion of the African-American. And, I mean, that was a lot of controversy back then.
And I was at that match. I was at that match at Mid-South Coliseum.
But if they get Lawler or Dundee to come in for this show, I would love – I mean, Bill Dundee doesn't look like Dundee anymore.
No, he doesn't. He's in his 70s.
But he's in his 70s, and Lawler still looks like Lawler no matter what you say.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really know. I hope it's a good show, and I hope they bring back, you know, the Southern in Memphis. That would look so good. And if they were able to film in the Mid-South Coliseum, which is very doubtful.
I doubt that, whether they would. So
yeah, very doubtful. But, yeah, that's going to be a good show, and I hope they it lasts for a little while. But
yeah.
Rocky, I mean, Dwayne's career expands for so many years. So we'll see what happens there.
And then there's two other notes before we wrap this up. Lars Sullivan, the freak.
Yes.
He was let go again by the WWE. Now he is out there telling people that he agrees with it. He thanks the WWE for being patient with him. And the man evidently has some issues with stress and mental illness. And I wish him the best. And we could make fun of him because he gets stage fright really bad. And but you know what? I mean, that's real life coming in, guys. You know.
Yep.
And he says he's probably done. A lot of people on social media saying he's going to All Elite. Yeah, you know, maybe not.
No.
I think he's done.
If the WWE released him, do you think All Elite's going to pick him up? No.
No.
Maybe the NWA might give him a shot.
But he's saying he's probably done. He's saying he's probably done. So.
Well, I don't blame.
Yeah, we'll wish him the best. And then I mentioned it a little bit at the beginning how the New Day did something really neat and really cool at the Royal Rumble. If you'll remember, at the beginning of the Rumble, they had a spot where Kofi Kingston, Big E Langston, and I'm always Xavier Woods. I always forget his name. They were all talking about, you know, Kofi could be in there, but he wasn't medically cleared to compete. And I didn't notice, but they had special ring gear on that actually had the picture of Brody Lee, John Huber, who recently passed away. I've been reading up a little bit. Big E Langston was evidently one of the best friends of John Huber, and he was actually with the family when things went south, and he spent a lot of time with the Brody Jr. And that's and they taking this ring gear that they wore, and they're auctioning it off on eBay. And one of that's the items is already over $4,000, and they are donating that not to the family but to something that was very dear to John Huber's heart, and it was called Food Link New York. And it's a charity that helps feed the hungry. And I just think that is one of the great stories about professional wrestling. And these guys do so much work. You know, we talk about their in-ring personalities, but these guys do an awful lot of charity work. There's even a promotion that does nothing but charity work in California. That's they do events and give the money to charity. I just think that's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah, it is awesome, and I'm glad that they're doing that. And, I mean, Brody Lee, he had a great career, a great legacy, and hopefully that his little boy is going to take up that legacy. We'll see in time. But I knew about when the New Day had all the gear and they're going to auction off on eBay, and I hope they get a lot of money for it and then give it to whoever needs it. But, yeah, that was good for them. And like we just said, the Royal Rumble, you gave it your score. I give it mine. We don't know about Zane. We'll have to ask him later. So other than that, it was a great podcast tonight. We got some good subjects. Anything going on with DCW right now?
They got another event coming up just before Valentine's weekend on the 13th. And they'll be doing that. Dive Wrestling is also getting ready for another event. They're a Utah-based company. They were on our podcast, I think, two podcasts ago, and they're doing well. Hope to see them this summer. I plan on trying to go see both sometime this summer when the pandemic calms down. And like I said, I'm not going to be going out until things feel safe. And I just I really don't think things are going to feel safe for me until the end of the summer. That's just my opinion.
I don't blame you one bit.
But, they're doing a lot of good things. MK Bandit is out there performing all over the country. And then I was looking, and it was Manny Lemons and Reka Tahaka evidently were at an Impact taping, kind of like AEW Dark. They do something with Impact that way. And Manny and Reka were there, and he showed a little bit of the promo. He cut did a great job. Manny, you know, my hat's off to you. You're doing such a fantastic job promoting wrestling overall, but also especially for here in the state of Utah, and DCW, just the hands off, and also to Dive Wrestling for what you're doing to keep people entertained. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, they're doing a heck of a job in DCW, and all the little promotions, keep it up, do what you got to do, and survive as much as you can for this pandemic. And I mean, that's all I really have to say, but like we talked about before, WWE, you did fine on your pay-per-view, but it could get a little bit better. But let's see what happens when the road to WrestleMania continues.
I'm going to do a little shameless plug here quickly before we sign off. I'm working on putting a new business together. We call it Dave's Voice Works. I'll be hopefully doing some stuff for other radio stations, but I also want to put it out there that if you need voice work for a film, maybe you're putting together something for an anniversary or maybe something for your business, I can take care of that for you. And all you have to do is email me right now at ddenton530@gmail.com. That's ddenton530@gmail.com. And I'll be putting commercials on as Dave's Voice Work will be helping to sponsor Turnbuckle Trash. Chris, thank you so much for being on with us tonight.
All right. That sounded great. I mean, I loved every minute of it. guys, take care of yourselves. Remember social distancing and the masks, and just keep everything up. And hopefully this pandemic ends very soon. It's time for me to hit the hay because I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go back to work.
I don't have to do that anymore. I'm retired.
Well, there you go.
And thanks to Zane for checking in with us tonight. And then you can also check out Radio Guy Reflections. It's also on turnbuckletrash.net. A lot about my radio career. It's going to be an interesting podcast. You have yourself a great, great night, okay?
All right, good night, everyone.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
He had 3 man buns. 3. Not 1, not 2, but 3 man buns.
And I did burn the house down.
I'm at a loss for words here. Not bad words. Not bad words.
It was one of them there dadgum foreign languages. I couldn't understand a word that man said.
No, I'm going to tell. That's part of my podcast, too, so I get my opinion, right?
Uh-oh. Here we go. Controversy already on the podcast.
Interview me one time and blah, blah, blah. Bye, bye. Go ahead.
You guys, guess what?
What?
Dinner's ready. Unfortunately, right. my stomach is more important than wrestling right now.
It's time for me to hit the hay because I got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go back to work.
I don't have to do that anymore. I'm retired.